So before I go on to reading some stuff from the scripture and go over that with you, I want to just go over the absolute most important foundation. If you don't hear anything else in all my teaching, you've heard this before. Okay, I'm not sure it's something new, but I want you to hear it. You have two purposes in your life that you're supposed to do. Who knows what those two things you're supposed to do are?
Love God and love others.
Who said that? Right on. That's it.
Amen.
Okay. Love God and love others. Love God, love others. Love God, love others. Love God, love others. That's it. Now, I don't want to raise hands, but how many of you went through the day yesterday not thinking those are the two things I should be doing? You don't need to raise your hands. Just think. Okay? Like the whole day. You didn't go through and say, oh, I'm really, my goal here is supposed to be loving God and loving others. Or the day before. Or maybe for a week. Or whatever.
There's definitely been times.
It's what?
There's definitely been times that I haven't.
Sure, sure. But this is your purpose. Do you understand? And we forget our purpose at times. And that's why we have trouble. And we're doing what we're not meant to do. And it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not working for us. It doesn't work for what he wants in the kingdom. It doesn't work for God's church. And you think you've got a different way that works, but it doesn't work in the end. It absolutely doesn't. None of the things. If you think selfishness works, go talk to the people who've been really selfish and saved their money and done stuff themselves and taken advantage of all kinds of people to do all kinds of things and gotten really rich and gotten really powerful and ask them how they're doing. You know, really, how's it working for you? Like Dr. Phil said, how's it working for you? And are you really fulfilled in your life? Well, no, why? Well, I mean, I've got my yacht and I got this and I'm alone here. I don't know if my friends really care about me. My wife left me and my kids don't respect me. They don't have jobs. They all come to me for money. Well, yeah, you trained them not to work their whole life. What do you expect? Gave them everything, you know. Yeah, and you know what? And I worked in my job, worked in my career, and hardly saw my kids. And now they're all grown, and they don't think I'm a good dad. So I don't see the grandkids. And I mean, it's not a fulfilled life because those things don't fulfill. Love God, love others. That's your purpose on this life. To love, to pass, to respond to his love.